Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
Now to little nippy things at the beach, because the National Poisons Information Centre at Beaumont Hospital has issued a warning to beachgoers ahead of the weekend in relation to weaver fish. There has been an increase in reported stings from these small venomous fish. They bury themselves in sandy areas in low tide, and they can be found along the coast, along the shoreline, just where you'd be paddling, putting the toes in. Ken O'Sullivan is here with me in the studio, underwater cinematographer, and I'm joined on the line by Lola O'Sullivan, who's a Water Safety Ireland volunteer in Waterford. Lola, hello to you.
Good morning. I bet the two of you wish you were down here in Spilly Tremore today.
I kind of do, but then when I think about these little fellas hiding in the sand, I don't know. I think I'm happier with my feet here safe on the solid ground. Have you seen these things? Have you heard about them lately?
Oh, yes. And, you know, it's quite unusual because a number of years ago when during the summers, they would only really be predominant in August. But with the changing weather, they are more predominant now. We actually had a lady from Tipperary last week who literally got out of her car on Tremore Beach. The tide was low. She went down to do exactly as you said, to paddle in the water, and she got stung by a weaver fish.
Ah, right. And how did that go? Explain to us what happened.
So she felt, she didn't know what was after happening. So she thought she was after standing on a piece of glass, and she got out on her feet and the pain started worse and worse, and she checked it and there was nothing there. And of course, Tremore Beach is a lifeguarded beach. So the minute she said it to the lifeguards, they recognised it as a weaver fish. And they began to treat it.
And they know what to do, do they? The lifeguards are all trained in this.
Yes, so any of the lifeguarded beaches, be it Donegal or Kerry or Galway or Dublin, they are all trained in it. It's a very simple solution, and people are a bit amazed at how simple it is. You put your foot in water and you heat the water until it gets to really as warm as you can possibly bear. And that literally breaks down the venom.
But you have to be careful. And I was reading about this morning, because the bite can make your foot feel numb. So you mightn't realise how hot it is. So I just saw some advice this morning that you should put the 2 feet in so that at least one foot knows the water's getting too hot.
So we would normally start them off with tepid water and then gradually add and add and add. Mm-hmm. And that helps. Now, this doesn't just happen to adults. It happens to children
as
well. Of course. It's not. And it generally happens when the tide's low. So it's in sandy water. Very, very seldom does it happen on a high tide.
Yeah.
And they normally, like, kind of a rocky area.
Right. So, Ken, now you give us the science bit about this little nasty fella, the weaver fish.
I wouldn't describe him as that. So
No, he is. It's a nasty thing.
Yeah, they bury themselves in the sand, as Lola said, and they're usually a little bit out. So we mostly would encounter them at low tide. And the time to be very careful is at low spring tide, when the water is lower and you're more likely to be in their territory. Now, I have to say, they're not stinging us. They're not attacking us. We're walking on them. And they have a little self-protective spine on their dorsal fin, the one at the top, and that has some venom in there. But thankfully, I haven't been stung for years, because somebody gave me wonderful advice years ago: drag your feet. So they're always on sandy bottoms. Drag your feet as soon as you get into the water. Just drag them along. They'll feel you coming and they'll either get out of the way or they'll bury themselves down into the sand.
Isn't that a great little
very, very simple.
Because I had decided that everybody was wearing shoes now in the water for this summer.
Well, you can do. You get neoprene socks or neoprene boots. Absolutely, you can. Mm-hmm. But that's the simplest thing. And look, my three daughters are all lifeguards in County Clare, very proud of them, and they'll tell you that's the thing that people present with most. And as Lola said, hot water is the simple answer.
Right, but you do have to be careful with that hot water, don't you?
Well, you do. Absolutely. Put it in slowly, as I said, add and put your two feet into it. But look, it's also a good treatment for jellyfish stings, vinegar and hot water. I bring heat packs in the car because I'm swimming every day just to try and get some heat up in the thing. But I don't know, I have to say, look, we have wonderful beaches in Ireland. We have a wonderful clean ocean that's almost exclusively non-polluted. Get in and enjoy the water. There's nothing in the ocean that wants to harm us. It's simple little precautions to take about the likes of weaver fish. And of course, there are jellyfish appearing now in the warmer weather, but simple precautions can avoid all of that.
And the heat pack, are you using that to treat a jellyfish sting?
Yeah, so there's brilliant research done in University of Galway by our own Dr. Tom Doyle a few years ago, and a woman called Angel Yangi Hara, who's the world expert in jellyfish toxins. And they said to treat the lion's mane, which is probably the most common toxic jellyfish mm-hmm. we have in Irish waters, the simple answer is vinegar. Vinegar, it helps to deactivate the stinging cells, and then water as hot as you can take it then helps to break down the toxins. Now, I can't carry boiling water with me all the time, so I have a little heat pack and vinegar in the car all the time.
Right, that's the simple answer. That does the trick. Because I was saying to you about when incidents happen at the sea with children, it can be difficult then to get them back in. I mean, we had someone stung by a jellyfish down in Cork a few years ago, and that took a while to get over, let me tell you. You know, it's okay to get back in.
Oh, it does. For children, look, it's very hard. And Yeah. Can I just say, the old cure used to be to get somebody to pee on you, and it doesn't work.
Don't even bother.
So don't try that.
Lola, what were you going to say there?
Claire, I was going to say, look, I would, as a parent as well, I would say a 99 generally fixes all ailments. A good scoop of ice cream.
Oh, yeah. So, that's a good, that know, is that a word. Good cure.
Ken mentioned something there, and I think it's really important to tell people is that, you know, if you can go to a lifeguard at the beach, that's great. But just to remember that the lifeguards are there to watch everybody. They're not a babysitting service. So if you have children at the beach, parents are responsible. The ocean is free. It's wonderful. The beaches are fantastic, but you need to be responsible around water.
Mm-hmm. Would a weaverfish sting dogs, a listener wants to know? It would, I'm sure.
I guess it could if the paws, yeah. Penetrates, yeah.
Another one, I stood on a weaverfish back in May. The first time in 30 years plus of swimming, the pain was horrendous. It was at mid-tide and in waist-deep water.
Yeah, I mean, look, they'll move around. So the reason they bury themselves in the sand is that they're hiding to feed on smaller fish. So they're going to move around where they can get access to a food supply. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And another one, 22 years ago on my honeymoon, I was unlucky to step on a stonefish. Which is the second deadliest fish, this person tells us. And they got 5 spikes of venom up my foot. That sounds deeply unpleasant.
Don't think we have them in Ireland.
So Lola, you're gearing up to a massive weekend there now. And I know you're a Fine Gael councillor as well. So for lots of reasons, you're going to be encouraging people to come down to the water. But again, it's just to be mindful of safety and pay attention and pay heed to the flags and to the lifeguards.
Absolutely. And if you're not sure whether a beach is lifeguarded, you can check watersafety.ie and that will give you an indication. But this weekend, especially because it's so beautiful, people might be having a few drinks or that, just to avoid water if you're going to the sea, and be conscious of the tides. If you're going out in boats, make sure you wear a life jacket. Like, we want this to be the most wonderful weekend with the weather so good, just to be extra cautious and not to be taking risks.
And Ken, on the jellyfish front, what are you hearing about that this season? Because some years they're particularly bad and then others they're not.
Yeah, I mean, jellyfish, look, numbers are probably rising with climate change and lots of other factors in the ocean. Look, I did a little video, I've shown your researcher before, and it's on the RT website, just a little informational thing on the 5 or 6 species. The ones to watch out for are the lion's mane. I met friends last night who told me they're in Collymore Harbour. Actually, somebody spotted the barrel jellyfish, which are our largest jellyfish in Ireland. They can grow up to a metre in diameter and they're made. They're terrifying looking, but they're absolutely harmless. Absolutely harmless.
In that they don't sting.
They don't sting. They don't sting humans, mm-hmm. barrel jellyfish. So lion's mane are the one to watch out. Much rarer, the Portuguese man of war, which we've only seen in the last 8 or 9 years. And
because
they're
quite toxic. The warming sea.
Southwesterly winds, probably. They're coming up much more so on warming waters. But look, you know, take some precautions. As Lola said there, the biggest danger getting into the sea isn't anything. There's nothing that wants to harm us. It's ourselves. As Lola said, if you go to beaches that you don't understand, tides, currents, etc., talk to local people, talk to your lifeguards and enjoy this wonderful free resource that we have.
I know, and it's beautiful to do it. And listen, before you go though, will you describe the lion's mane to us so we can watch out for it?
Yeah, so it can be a variety of colours, from a kind of a dark brown to a yellowy. This is on the bell, and then lots of tentacles hanging off it. Sometimes they can be quite dark. They can be, I would guess, about 60, 70 centimetres in diameter.
Yeah.
Mostly found on the east and the south coast, sometimes on the west coast. I guess just watch out, talk to local people. You might see some washed up dead, but local knowledge is everything.
Yeah. Many of them in Waterford, Lola?
Well, I was swimming this morning out in the Guillemin and I did see jellyfish, but with the clear jellyfish. And can I just say, and I'm sure Ken will agree, they're beautiful to look at in the water, in the wild. If you've a pair of goggles on, they are amazing.
They are.
I couldn't agree more. I'm a jellyfish addict, Lola. I spent half my life filming them. They're beautiful, elemental creatures.
Absolutely.
And you've had the swim done, complete, ready to go
absolutely.
For the next one, Lola.
Absolutely. Okay. Okay, I'll be thinking about it this evening.
We are a little bit jealous then. We are a little bit jealous. Thank you so much. And that tip dragging your feet on the sand, Ken, is a great one. We'll remember that over the summer. Ken O'Sullivan and Lola O'Sullivan, but not related. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.